Question number 28. Which statement is most closely related to the modern theory of evolution? 1. Organisms best adapted to a changed environment are more likely to reproduce and pass their genes to offspring. 2. Characteristics that are acquired during life are passed to offspring by sexual reproduction. 3. Asexual reproduction increases the survival of species. 4. Evolution is the result of mutations and recombination only. Question number 29. Some behaviors, such as mating and caring for young, are genetically determined in certain species of birds. The presence of these behaviors is most likely due to the fact that 1. Birds do not have the ability to learn. 2. Within their lifetimes, birds develop these behaviors. 3. Individual birds need to learn to survive and reproduce. 4. These behaviors helped birds to survive in the past. Question number 30. The arrows in the diagram below indicate the movement of materials into and out of a single-celled organism. The diagram shows a single-celled organism with organic compounds and oxygen moving in and CO2 and nitrogen wastes moving out. This diagram has nothing to do with the question, so please ignore it and listen and read the question. Students were asked to determine if they could squeeze a clothespin more times in a minute after resting than after exercising. An experiment that accurately tests this question should include all of the following except 1. A hypothesis on which to base the design of the experiment. 2. A control group and an experimental group with equal numbers of students of approximately the same age. 3. A large number of students. 4. Two sets of clothespins, one that is easy to open and one that is more difficult to open. Question number 31. In the diagram below, B, C, and D represent organisms that exist in the present time and have a striking similarity to each other in their bone structure. In the diagram, letter A most likely represents 1. A common ancestor, 2. An acquired characteristic, 3. Homologous structures, 4. Geographic distribution. Question number 32. Base your answer to the following question on the information below and your knowledge of biology. In the Beaks of Finches laboratory activity, students were each assigned a tool to use to pick up seeds. In round 1, students acting as birds used their assigned tools to pick up small seeds from their own large dishes, the environment, and place them in smaller dishes, their stomachs. The seeds collected by each student were counted. Some students were able to collect many seeds, while others collected just a few. In round 2, students again used their assigned tool to collect seeds. This time, several students were picking up seeds from the same dish of seeds. One factor that influences the evolution of a species that was not part of this laboratory activity is 1. Competition. 2. Struggle for survival. 3. Variation. 4. Overproduction. Question number 33. Some of the concepts included in Darwin's theory of natural selection are represented in the diagram below. We see natural selection with arrows leading to overproduction, competition, X, and survival of the fittest. Which concept would be correctly placed in box X? 1. Transmission of acquired traits. 2. Changes in nucleic acids. 3. Use and disuse. 4. Variation.